The John Daly Show, politics.
And hi, everyone. It is Saturday, March 25th, 2017. Sure, the healthcare bill failure gives us a lot of cheering and booing. That's what the media and the politicians do. However, the ramifications are big for healthcare and for our government. Let's talk about government first. We now officially have a parliamentary-style political system stuck in a two-party system. Like European countries, you can actually see six different political parties. The GOP has three: moderate, or the business Republicans; two, the so-called Freedom Caucus, which are really the Tea Partiers; and the Evangelical Christians. Now, is this precise? No, not really. There are not really what you would call card-carrying members to each caucus, and a number of Republicans could join two or maybe even three. Now, the Democrats have the more moderate and corporate-moneyed Hillary wing and the far-left Bernie wing, which is gaining more strength. So there are three Republicans, two Democrats, and then there's the last one. There's the Trump Party. These are people who can't find any ideology with the other two parties or the other five caucuses. By the way, if you see these forming in other ways, give me your assessment. Now, on the surface, this sounds good. Wow. All these voices. But because we are in a two-party system, we still have the bribes from special interests that don't allow horse trading or compromise. Special interest money is an investment. These people want results. That's why a lot of special interest write the bills for our lawmakers word for word sometimes. You saw this in the healthcare machinations. It was impossible for Paul Ryan to get his moderates together with the Freedom Caucus. Now, there is a great book out there that I reviewed a few years ago, and it still holds true today. It's called The End of Power by Moises Naim, and it's N-A-I-M is his last name. And he predicted that lawmakers, CEOs, and leaders of organizations and churches would have a very tough time governing or leading because so many voices are being heard today thanks to social media. But I think there is more to that here in the U.S. Why is there so little give and take in Congress? Why are we so different from the 19th or the 20th centuries? Look at the deals that Lincoln got through during the Civil War that actually saved the Union. Look at the massive bills that FDR and LBJ got passed in the 1930s and the 1960s. Here's the difference. Back then, the bribe money didn't come from special interest. It came from the president giving government assets away. Lincoln and LBJ got their deals by horse trading. They gave away stuff to lawmakers to get their votes, who in return got money for their state or their district. Back in the old days, it was called pork, but that doesn't exist anymore. Congress stopped earmarks in bills. Those are the line items that a lawmaker can stick in just before a vote that no one knows about, but it becomes law. And if you think about it, there isn't that much pork to give away. Why? Well, let's go back to the two underlying problems that I talk about. The first is an aging society. A lot of money is going into older, sick people than ever before. Second, technology is reducing jobs and salaries, so revenues for the government are not as plentiful. That means less pork to spread around. That also makes governing more difficult. Someone texted me, "Isn't there anyone that can reach across the aisle and pull us together?" I wrote back, I said, "Nike dog." That's my dog. Everybody loves him. But the answer is no. My guess, we are in for a lot of stalemate among these six political parties. And that means not much will get done on healthcare, but it doesn't mean healthcare politics is dead. Far from it. Realize the Republicans' inclination to cut taxes for the wealthy, deny coverage to the poor while trying to balance the budget and reduce long-term debt can still be attained by Tom Price, the Health and Human Services Secretary. The ACA gives him plenty of leeway. He will implement a number of measures that might get what the bill that just failed to do could do. But also know whatever he does will be taken to court immediately. So yes, more quibbling and no solutions. At least not in Congress. But there are two simple solutions. The first is to get rid of the employer mandate. No company, no matter what their size, should be required to offer health insurance to their employees. Second, to encourage this, abolish the tax deduction for employers to provide health insurance. All this deduction does is take money out of a federal budget while driving up the cost of health insurance. What will both these measures do? It will force the individual to go out on the market and get their own health care. That is real free market, and that will increase innovation and drive down costs. A third solution to look at is some form of single payer. Now, don't think I've gone socialist on you. A single payer should be used only for catastrophic. Everyone must have insurance that protects them and everyone else from a catastrophic financial medical event. That's it. That's all single payer should cover. Now, let me give you my disclosure here. I am a spokesperson and a member of Liberty HealthShare, a medical cost sharing company that is allowable under the Affordable Care Act. And I should also add, these opinions are mine and not entirely Liberty HealthShare's. Give me your take. Just a heads up here, we are going to be relaunching my show here as a full hour or more radio show. Sure, we're going to talk politics, but we're also going to add in travel, food, wine, maybe some golf, along with healthcare and finding that perfect job that you can do at home or that perfect business. So keep it tuned here. Also, check out my Facebook and Twitter sites.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.